It's Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Veronica Rickard on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Coming up on Central Time, our guest says Sheryl Sandberg's call to women to lean in is the wrong way to go. We'll find out why.
But first, it's Sunshine Week, a national initiative to make the case for more open and transparent government.
Here in Wisconsin, state law authorizes the attorney general and local district attorneys to use court action to enforce open government laws. But according to our next guest, Attorney General J.V. Van Hollen has never pursued such court action during his time in office.
Eric Litke is a reporter with the Gannett, Wisconsin investigative team. He's produced a two-part series that examines the shortcomings of Wisconsin laws on government public records and open meetings. Eric, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
Well, first, is this just a journalist problem, or should the public in general be worried about open meetings and open records laws?
Absolutely. I mean, the short answer is that open government is better government. Public officials, whether elected or appointed, are more likely to make decisions that are in the best interest of the citizens if they know citizens are paying attention. Open records are a key way that citizens and journalists alike can kind of look behind the curtain. See whether government is operating efficiently, ethically, and in the best interest of the people who are paying for it. Open meetings laws are kind of in the same vein. They're supposed to make sure that discussions and decisions by public officials are happening out in public. The question that we addressed in our series is basically whether these public records and open meetings laws are being properly enforced. Open government laws are all well and good, but their value drops dramatically. There's no repercussions for ignoring the law.
And what you've tracked in your series in large part is a lack of citations issued for violations of open government laws. What kind of violations are out there that you're referring to?
Sure. We basically went through online court records over the last 5 years and looked for any citations that were issued for violations of open meetings or public records law. We found a total of 7 citations. 17 others were filed but later dismissed. So over a 5-year span across 72 counties, 7 different citations for violating open meetings laws, none for violating public records laws. And we talked to prosecutors, and some say, well, that's because either the laws are generally being followed or because they're using these situations, these violations, as kind of a teachable moment to say, well, here's what you should have done and here's how to do it next time, as opposed to issuing a citation. But the other way to look at that is that some of these complaints are falling on deaf ears. We talked to a couple folks, a lady in Sheboygan County and a woman in Appleton, who had taken complaints to a local district attorney saying, here's what I think is a violation of open meetings law or public records law. What can you do about it? And they were essentially ignored, had to go file court action on their own, spend thousands of dollars and more than a year in court. And in both cases, they were ultimately successful in establishing that the law was being violated.
Well, from the Attorney General's perspective, could it be just a matter of priorities? They've got bigger things, more pressing things on their plate, and something has to fall by the wayside?
Well, state law basically provides 2 different enforcement options here. District attorneys in each county can pursue these, or the Attorney General can't. J.B. Van Hollen, throughout his time in office, has just made it a matter of policy to say he's going to defer to local district attorneys. Peg Lautenschlager had taken action a couple times to enforce open government laws, but Van Hollen, who was not willing to talk to me on this particularly, but his office has sent out letters to the hundreds of folks that have questions on open meetings or open government, and they consistently say that it's a matter of policy and resources for the AG's office. So basically, yeah, they're saying that their priorities and their manpower needs to be headed elsewhere. DAs will say the same thing. You know, when we asked a few, you know, how some of these may have fallen through the cracks, basically, you know, when you put an open government complaint up against a serious felony case, they're saying they're short-staffed and they've got to make decisions as to what they pursue.
And these aren't cases that come up all the time. A DA's office in a county might or a city might be ready to deal with that felony you mentioned. Are they trained? Are they familiar with how to approach an open records or open meeting violation?
It certainly seems like that's something that varies a lot by county. One of the better setups among the folks that I talked to was out of Winnebago County. They have a particular prosecutor that is tasked with dealing with these, and he's gone through some specialized training on open records and open meetings law, and they also have a part-time investigator who has some special training on this. Other DAs that I talked to acknowledge that it's not an area of the law that they're real familiar with. They may, in many cases, get one or two complaints a year at most on things like this. And when those do come up, there'd be a lot of research that has to take place to say, okay, well, what does the law actually say? Is this a violation? How do you go about enforcing it? Because they're very nuanced laws.
So if I'm a citizen, I'm trying to raise one of these complaints, I'm not getting any help from my local DA or from the Attorney General's office, maybe I don't have the money to pursue things with private lawsuits, do I have any recourse at that point?
If you don't have the money or the desire to pursue it in court yourself, you're pretty much in a tough spot. There certainly is a way to pursue that in court on your own. For like a public records request denied, you can seek a writ of mandamus that would have a judge order that certain records be released. That's something that could theoretically be done on your own. But typically, this is something where it's a matter of getting attorneys involved. There is recourse at the end of it. The lady we profiled out of Sheboygan County, as part of a settlement agreement, was able to get all of her attorney fees refunded. Lady out of Appleton is still seeking that in court, but state statute does allow that a citizen who's fighting an open government complaint and succeeds can recover the attorney costs. But it is still a matter of fronting that money and hoping to succeed and maybe be able to recover it in the end. But as we have these situations come up, it's putting a lot of responsibility on the citizen to do the enforcement of the law, as opposed to having that be in the hands of the attorney general or of a district attorney.
In reporting on this story, did you just get the sense that local governments were and local government bodies were aware of the open records and open meetings requirements and were just flouting them, knowing nothing bad would happen, or are they just not quite sure how to comply? They don't know that they need to make this meeting open and that meeting not open.
I think the entities that are blatantly trying to hide something from the public are going to certainly be the exception. It's more frequently going to be something that occurs maybe in a smaller township where you have someone who's been elected to office who's not real familiar with how government works. Maybe it's their first term in office. And if there's no mechanism to have gotten them training on what's required to post an agenda that has, adequately descriptive agenda items, what's required if someone files a records request, what should be released, what shouldn't, those are the types of violations that can come up. And so that's the explanation that prosecutors give in saying that, these may be more teachable moments than something where you want to file a citation. The concern potentially comes up, if it's a situation where the DA is not going to get involved at all.
You mentioned those teachable moments, and this is Sunshine Week, maybe another teachable moment. Are local governments starting to get the message about open government?
That's a difficult thing to say. Some of the folks I talked to basically say, you never really know the scope of these types of issues, because in many cases, there's just not enough people that are paying attention, particularly when you get into a smaller municipality. There may be only a handful of people, if any, that are attending a village board meeting or something like that, and they wouldn't necessarily have the training to know a violation when they see it. So it's really a difficult thing to say whether that's something that's better now than it used to be.
And before we let you go, it's Sunshine Week. If someone's listening as a citizen or somebody in a local government elected office, appointed office, where can they go to find out more about Sunshine Week and open government laws?
Sunshine Week website is sunshineweek.org. So that has some general information on kind of what this initiative is in terms of raising awareness. For those interested in Wisconsin open government and open meetings, public records in particular, J.B. Van Hollen's office has produced very extensive rundown of what state statute requires and allows in terms of what types of records are available, what it should cost to get them, how long it should take, what it means to have an open meeting. So those can be viewed on the Attorney General's website.
Eric, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
That's Eric Littke, an investigative reporter for Gannett Wisconsin Media. His two-part series looking at Wisconsin's open government laws in honor of Sunshine Week concludes today.